This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. We're glad that you're with us here at the end of the week. We've been looking at the passage in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We're going to look at that today, and I'm sure we'll have some more thoughts on it, Lord willing, the next time I'm with you as we get into another week. As this is such a rich passage to look at. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you again for the Lord Jesus Christ. We lift up his name. We lift up the word of God. We think of how we bring the two together in the scripture that says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Thank you, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ. It was made manifest and dwelt amongst us. Thank you, Father, in Christ's name. Amen. Now, as we mentioned that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, today we'll have a few sorted comments that we've brought together in connection with scripture. The fact that the word of God, it may inspire individuals, but we mustn't keep in mind that it is a fact of the inspiration of God, not merely the result. Now, the result is very important. We need to be inspired by the Word of God. We need to have energy spiritually given to us. We need to have substance given to us, an exhortation given to us. But it's not just the result that it may inspire us, but that the very fact that the Scripture itself is inspired by God. It is God-breathed. Well, when we think of in Luke 4:4, the Word of God is spoken of there as the temptation of Christ by Satan, as he is trying to find a fault in this one and tempt him to do wrong. Yet what we see in Luke 4, the actuality of that temptation is to prove the infallibility of Christ. We use the word test there in the sense of like in a automobile commercial. They're not going to show you when their own product's messing up, are they? They're going to show it when it's doing its best and at its highest performance. They're going to prove or test out to you, at least, what is the best. But we see here the temptation of Christ, the one who knew no sin, that was made sin for us. This isn't a temptation because he could have sinned or may have sinned. It's a temptation showing and proving that he could not sin. He would not sin, this very one, the Lord Jesus. As we're back in Luke chapter 4, and we won't spend much time in this, but the first temptation to him by Satan was that he should turn a stone into bread. And Jesus answered in Luke 4:4, said unto him, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Here we see the importance that the Lord himself gave to the word of God. We quoted in our prayer the very scripture that said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Christ himself is given the title of being the word of God. Well, again, we could look at another portion in 2 Peter. Turn with me there to 2 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to look at verse 21. We see there, it says, knowing this first in verse 20, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. We see that this, in connection with 2 Timothy 3:16, that the word of God is not to be brought out of context, because a text brought out of context, we might say, is pretext. We see here that it's to be brought together in the proper light. We see that no scripture is of any private interpretation. Scripture works together. It is brought in together, comparison with other scriptures, and we see how it works together in such perfect harmony. It's amazing, isn't it, that these 66 books of the Bible was written by some 40 some writers around 40 writers, 66 books, over a period of 1600 years, and we see that it is consistent throughout. Some 2000 times and more, we see also that the writers of the Old Testament spoke of how the words they spoke came from God Himself. So we see all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Well, we could go on further, and I would encourage you to really look at 2 Timothy 1:20 and 21 and think about that. As we see in verse 21 that it came not in old time by the will of man. These Old Testament writers, as they stated many times themselves, were speaking what God had them to bring forth. And of course, we realize that the personalities of these men and throughout the Word of God, Old and New Testament, in a unique way, and only God Himself could do this, in a unique way, He did use the personalities of these men. They did show forth. We see Peter's personality coming out in things that he stated. We see Paul in a unique way that he wrote. We see the different ways the prophets of the Old Testament wrote. Their personality did come out, yet it did not interfere with the fact that it was God-breathed Scripture. It is what God wanted to be said. It's interesting that some things that are in the Word of God that was stated are telling about things and statements that other people said that themselves may have been liars, but God Himself was recording the fact that they said it. So God Himself is true. It says in the Word of God, let God be true and every man a liar. So He may have recorded things from liars and people that were destitute of the truth, but yet it's brought into the full inspiration of the entirety of the Word of God to show forth His very purpose and plan. He recorded those that were not truthful, but yet He Himself, one of the wonderful attributes of God is that He cannot lie. There are not very many things God can't do. One of them is He cannot deny Himself. Another one is He cannot lie. So we see here the truth of the Word of God. Now when we think of this also, we think of how the Word of God, in its revelation, that is the giving or the communicating of the Word of God. We think of the Word of God in its inspiration, that is the security of the Word of God. We think of the Word of God in its illumination, we see there by the Spirit of God. We see the Word of God in interpretation, that is the understanding of the Word of God. Write that down, the revelation, the inspiration, the illumination, the interpretation. God communicates with us. God, by this inspired Word of God, gives us security. We can have faith and trust in it. By the illumination of it, that is, by that Word that we have before us in the Spirit of God, we can be given light and direction. And also by the interpretation, we can have understanding upon it. Of course, the big key there is, as we read over in 1 Corinthians, that the natural man does not understand the things of God. A person needs to know Christ as their Savior, therefore the Spirit of God would be dwelling in them. You know, it's amazing how so much of the time that you will see people that are rejecting the Word of God, people that have some particular reason in their life that they don't want the Word of God to be true. You might say, have a vested interest in the Word of God being wrong. Perhaps the reason has been that they were living in sin. Perhaps they don't want the Word of God to be right. You ever notice people that's looking for apparent contradictions in the Word of God? What it amounts to is they either have sin in their life or they haven't searched out the Scripture enough to see that there is no contradiction. There are things going on that are recorded in the Word of God that if you only find the appropriate Scripture that shows how it is not contradicting other points, that is to be rightly divided, the Word of God is perfect, it is sure. But ones that would try to find contradictions, yet it be not true, they would try this because they themselves perhaps are living in sin. They do not want the Word of God to be true because its being true would be the condemnation against them. John 3 says that Christ came not into the world to condemn the world, but the world was already condemned. You see, the Word of God brings to light. just as the Old Testament law, it is not going to save us. Salvation is in and through Christ. But the law shows us, just like a mirror, when we're dirty, we see in that mirror that we're dirty. We don't take the mirror off to clean ourselves, just like the law. We don't take the law to make ourselves clean, but the law shows us, just like that mirror, shows us our filth. It shows us that we're dirty. So the Word of God shows us that we're dirty. The Old Testament law is good evidence of that. For if you've broken one point of the law, you're guilty of them all. But then we turn and see Christ and his death in the New Testament, as the Old Testament was looking toward that, and then they see it in the Gospels. They were there, these ones such as John and the other disciples, and also the other followers, and also those that rejected, saw this very one upon the cross. Yet then we, along with the other Christians in the epistles of the New Testament, look back to the cross. All the things that we have before us from Old to New Testament is pointing either toward the cross from one angle or another, but we see that the point is this, that Christ has came to save sinners. We're condemned already. The Word of God gives us light that we might be saved. Our deeds shall be reproved, shall be made manifest, the Word of God says. He knows every heart. So therefore, as we see this Word of God, of how it is inspired, we see the great plan behind it, the great purposes of God, that it points to the person and the work of his beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So yes, there are ones that would have a vested interest, you might say, in the Word of God being wrong, for it condemns their own actions. They reject Christ, so therefore, they reject the Word of God. We see how the Scripture, this is God speaking, says that he that says there is no God is a fool. Now, my friend, people that are proclaimed atheists such as this, in their so-called wisdom, they have become fools because they have tried to do away with God because they do not want to acknowledge the fact that he is the light, and men love darkness rather than light. So we would say today, as we look to close out this week, we've been looking at the very Word of God, Scripture that is inspired. We think of how, at the very beginning, we go back to the beginning, Genesis chapter 3, did not Satan himself say, "Hath God said?" He questioned the very reality of the Scripture. The only thing that Adam and Eve was told was, do not eat of the fruit of this tree in the midst of the garden. And Satan challenged it. Hath God said? My friend, that's the very basis of mockers today. Going back to the beginning as Satan, saying, hath God said? Well, we have the surety of the Word of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. We see it is profitable. This is Mike Moody with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry saying have a good weekend.